Job 22, Shaddai as your gold. 1. When true words misfire. Eliphaz's last speech is a tangle of bright threads and barbed wire. He says things that gleam with truth, and he uses them to wound a righteous man. He alleges crimes Job did not commit, then invites him to repent so that good will come. English Standard Version. Our reflections in recent days warned against weaponizing truth. Here the warning grows louder. A good theology can be turned into a cudgel when it is pried loose from love, context, and patience. 2. Can a man be profitable to God? Eliphaz begins with a seity. God needs nothing. That is true. Acts 17-25. But he slides into a chill. If God needs nothing, your righteousness cannot matter to him. Scripture resists this turn. The Lord delights in those who fear him. Psalm 147-11, New International Version. He rejoices over you with singing. Zephaniah 3:17, New International Version. The Hebrew in 22:21 is telling, Hasken, make your dwelling with God. From this root comes Mishkan, tabernacle, and later Jewish Shekinah, the indwelling glory. Eliphaz's line, agree with God and be at peace, English Standard Version, is literally an invitation to become God's neighbor. His counsel is better than he knows. Not transaction, but habitation. 3. Ophir in the dust. Eliphaz urges Job to throw his gold into the dust so that the Almighty will be your gold. English Standard Version. Ophir, the proverbially pure gold, 1 Kings 9-10, likely reached Israel by Red Sea trade from Southern Arabia or East Africa. Stones of the Wadi, a dry seasonal torrent, signal what glitters and then vanishes. The poetry is tight. Gold, dust, Ophir, stones, then Shaddai's gold, a ring that turns the heart from markets to the maker. This anticipates Jesus' treasure teaching, Matthew 6:19-21, and Paul's gain as loss, Philippians 3:8. The counsel is excellent. The application is cruel. Job has already put all in God. Beware preaching the right sermon to the wrong patient. 4. The old way and the real ancient path. Eliphaz warns against the old way of the wicked, 22:15. Yet elsewhere, the prophets urge us to seek the ancient paths of God, Jeremiah 6:16. Tradition can either steady or shackle. In the ancient Near East, taking a poor man's cloak in pledge was legal, but God's law demanded it be returned by nightfall, Exodus 22:26-27, Deuteronomy 24. Eliphaz names real social sins, predatory loans, hungry workers, cast-off widows. He should have checked his target. Western readers often miss that Job is accused of systemic injustice, not merely private failings. The prophets judge societies for this. The gospel heals them. 5. An accidental prophecy. You will decide on a matter, and light will shine. 22:28, English Standard Version, is often misused as blank check decreeing. The Hebrew tagzar omer, you will cut, decide a saying, it speaks of a reconciled life whose judgments accord with God's light. Then the surprise. He delivers even the one who is not innocent through the cleanness of your hands. 22:30, English Standard Version. Eliphaz, who misunderstands Job, foretells Job's priestly role in 42:8-10. Greater still, he preaches more gospel than he knows. The innocent will deliver the guilty, Isaiah 53:11, 2 Corinthians 5:21. The friend's failed theology is bent toward Christ. Practices for today, make your home with God. Move from negotiation to companionship. Put a fear in the dust. Simplify, so Shaddai becomes your gold. Intercede. Let your clean hands lift the fallen, 22:29-30, not point at them. Suggested him, Jesu, priceless treasure, Johann Frank, 1653. Cross-references, Exodus 22:26-27, Deuteronomy 24:10-22, Psalm 147:11, Zephaniah 3:17, Psalm 37:4, Jeremiah 6:16, Matthew 6:19-21, Philippians 3:8, Job 42:8-10, Isaiah 53:11, 2 Corinthians 5:21, 1 Timothy 2:1. Prayer. Lord Almighty, make your dwelling with us and teach us to make ours with you. Loosen our grip on gold and give us joy in your face. Rescue us from sharp, misapplied truths. Make our words shelter for the weary. Let our hands be clean enough to lift the fallen, and our hearts poor enough to treasure you above all. Be our light, our judgment, our priceless treasure. Through Jesus the innocent, who saves the guilty. Amen.